You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts and Quicken Loans. Filling in for Matt Perrault, here's Dan Cilio.
Man, 4th of July, baseball. How are you not thinking that all ties into one another, man? Hey, me growing up as a kid, I love Major League Baseball. And this time of the year, you have your fun time with the 4th of July. You watch your favorite baseball team. And now we're starting to get to the midway point of the season, you know? The end of the month, July trading deadline. What team is going to be able to make moves? What's not going to make moves? Hey, don't forget also summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional auto parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that will fit your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. One of my favorite Major League Baseball people on the planet is Dave Stewart. You know why? All-Star Game didn't mean anything to him. We'll explain that to all you folks out there. And a two-time league championship MVP, a World Series MVP, played on those iconic Oakland Athletic teams, part of the broadcast team, too, if I'm not mistaken, now with the A's, is our friend Dave Stewart. He joins us now here on SB Nation Radio. Good afternoon to you, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, best time of the year, isn't it, right now? We're talking the 4th of July for baseball.
Oh, shoot, man. This is a great time of year. We're almost to the midpoint, if not at the midpoint in the season. We get to see the game's best players for the first half of the season, and some of them are the best players in the game, period, put on their talents and their displays at the All-Star game in Cleveland. So this is a really, really good time of year.
Dave, you know, as a guy growing up for me, interleague play wasn't a factor. You know, you guys didn't play like we see today, interleague play. Do you think it's diminished the All-Star game in a way when we have so much interleague play? Because that game meant a lot to me as a kid.
No, I don't think it's diminishing the All-Star game at all. The interleague play, what is good about interleague play and what I admire about it, because at first I wasn't a fan of interleague play. I liked the unknown when you got to the World Series. But what's great about the interleague play is that you get a chance and an opportunity to see some of the great players from the American League cross over and play against some of the great teams in the National League. And you get to see some of the great players in each ballpark from the league. And, you know, it's similar to the All-Star game, but different in the sense that the players that play in the All-Star game are the players that are selected by the fans, selected by their coaches and peers, and they're having great seasons. Some of them are perennially having great seasons. Some of them are for a year having a great season, but it's the best players in the game playing against the best players in the National League playing against the best players in the American League. So, no, I don't think interleague play diminishes the All-Star game.
The former World Series Most Valuable Player, Dave Stewart, joins us here on SB Nation Radio. Dave, let me go around the league a little bit here. Are you buying the Yankees in the American League East?
You know, I picked the Yankees last year, and so I was kind of disappointed that they didn't get out of the first round. So, yes, I'm picking the Yankees this year in the East.
How about Boston? Why is Boston struggling this year? Do you think them not bringing back Kimbrel is rearing its head now, why they're floating around 500?
No, I just think it's tough. It's tough to repeat. It's tough to have that same, I guess the word would be mojo. It's just tough to do. I was on A's teams that went 88, 89, and 90. It's really difficult to get to a World Series back-to-back years. Even more difficult is to win in back-to-back years. They're just having that kind of a year. You know, a lot of things go into getting to a World Series, chemistry of a team, how players play on your team, injuries, there's a lot of things have to go right to get to the World Series. And so Boston is not like any other team that's been to a World Series and then the next year not play very well. It's just difficult to do.
You know, Minnesota reminds me a lot of your Oakland Athletics organization. All of a sudden, here they are. They've been nurturing their talent in the minor league system, and they got 53 wins right now. You must be buying into what the Twins are doing.
You know, they've done it. You give first, you take your cap off to Rocco Baldelli. He's done a really, really good job in his first year managing a major league team. I think that the players have bought into what he's teaching and how he's running the game and how he's running that club. Secondly, the Minnesota Twins, in my opinion, have been one of the premier organizations in all of baseball, perennially to develop, teach the game properly, teach the fundamentals of the game, to play the game properly. They have that tradition and history for as long as I can remember. And so now the front office staff, they go out and they make a few moves. You bring Nelson Cruz in there, which I think was a great pickup because Nelson Cruz has great leadership. He's a proven guy. He plays the game well. He's a great teammate. So you bring Nelson Cruz in, you make some other moves with your pitching staff, and then all of a sudden you're there and you put the right guy to lead that ball club. And I'm not surprised that they're playing where they are right now, that they're in the top of the division where most people had given that division to the Cleveland Indians. I'm not surprised at all.
Dave Stewart, big game pitcher right here on SB Nation Radio. Dave, are the Houston Astros the best team in the American League?
You know what? That club has been leading the Western Division since day one. They've had injuries from key players. They've had some guys that have been in and out of the lineup. They've had guys that have been in and out of the lineup all season long, key players that have been in and out of their lineup, and they've continued to play at a high level of baseball. And so it would be tough to argue that they're not at least one of the best teams. I like the Yankees over Houston if it came down to that, but I do think that the Houston baseball team is a very good team.
In the National League, a couple last questions for our friend Dave Stewart here on SB Nation Radio. Dave, who are you more surprised with in their play this year, Milwaukee or Atlanta?
You know, I love Alex Anthopoulos over in Atlanta. And so for me to say that I'd be surprised that he's been able to build on top of what John Capuano has done there would not be telling the truth. Alex, in his first moves, came in there and made some trades that made them a reputable ball club that helped improve their pitching staff. You know, the building process before Alex got there with the young prospects, and now the young prospects have matured and they're starting to play the game very, very well. So I'm not surprised at all. Alex Anthopoulos is a very, very smart, good baseball savvy man. He's done some great things with that team. So I'm not surprised by them at all. And then we're talking about David Stern over in Milwaukee, who from day one has had a plan with that team. And you've seen some of the trades that he's made, you know, getting Christian Yelich. You've got Lorenzo Cain in center field. Those are leadership and winning type players. And so you can't be surprised by either one of those teams if you know the general managers of those baseball teams. They've done a great job.
Absolutely. It should be a great run to the rest of the season here, especially as we get closer to the July 31st trading deadline. Dave, always awesome. Have a great 4th of July, my friend. Thank you for taking time.
Yeah, and you do the same. And as always, man, thank you very much for having me on.
You bet, man. That's my friend Dave Stewart, man. You talk about big game arms. You talk about a guy who delivered in the clutch. You talk about a guy, again, when you look at his postseason record, I believe it's 11-6. It's under a 3 ERA. I mean, Clayton Kershaw would just bend over to have a record like this. And then you put the accolades that he put together, too, by winning 2 league championship, most valuable players, and a World Series. I mean, you just look at his accomplishments. That's a big game arm. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to even throw out that. Look at the Dodgers right now with 58 wins. You know, one of the great things that I love with Dave Roberts, you know, I had a chance to follow Dave Roberts, you know, following the Padres and Get this about the Padre organization. The Padre organization never interviewed Dave Roberts, and they had him on the bench there with Bud Black. They never interviewed him or A.J. Hinch to be the managers. A.J. Hinch was in the front office 4 years ago of the Padres, and Dave Roberts was on the bench with Bud Black. And by the way, Bud Black's Colorado Rockies are in the two-hole there in the West. Talk about organizations missing out. Padres missed out on that. All right. The biggest storylines in the NFL in 2019, I'll tell you what they are next right here on SB Nation Radio.